1, 2, 3.
Do it.
Case on a deep drop. Steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side. Caught by Diggs. Stay up.
Oh, my God. Loose.
Oh, my God. At the 30.
No.
Tay. Touchdown. Are you kidding me?
Michael Bennett.
It's a Minneapolis miracle.
All right, we're rolling back into another edition of the Scolgers podcast. I'm your host, Ed Brown Merkel, with me, across from me, with me on this train, this Vikings train. Mike Anderson?
I'm on the train, baby. I'm driving the train.
You're choo-choo?
Oh, yeah.
Just call me the engineer in the train. We'll get there together.
Can build it.
We got going on here, Mike. We got our annual
prediction
show.
My favorite show.
Grand prediction show across the NFL. What we're going to do is we're going to break down the AFC. We're going to break down the NFC.
Yeah.
Take our first stab at who we think is going to be in the playoffs.
Yep.
Who's going to make the dance. Not going to pick the winner unless you really want to.
I'm picking the winner.
You're picking the winner? Okay, yeah. We'll pick the winner. I was just going to say, because, you know, it gets a little bit unpredictable once you get there.
No, we're predicting.
Okay.
Then we'll revisit, and then, you know.
Yeah. See where we went wrong, see where everything went folly, or where we were right. But
this is a fun show. I mean, you're going to enjoy this show, I think.
If you're a fan of the NFL, I think you'll enjoy the takes that we have here. We're taking a look, a broad scope of the NFL. If you're just a hardcore Vikings fan, you might not necessarily know what's going on with the rest of the league. So this is a great opportunity to just kind of get up to speed with what to expect, what we see coming in, what we kind of feel is going to happen. If you're a hardcore Vikings fan and you don't want to hear about any of this, this one isn't for you.
No.
But this is going to be some fun. So let's dive right in. AFC, starting off, Mike. So we're starting off with, let's just go with the easy one, AFC East. Patriots, Buffalo Bills, Miami Dolphins, New York Jets, who Teddy is no longer a part of.
Teddy and the Jets.
Nope, they can't do that anymore.
Well, it was fun for like,
yeah, like the 4 months that he was with them. So
Teddy
in the Jets.
Where is he at now?
New Orleans. Great spot for him. I hate it though, because he's probably gonna beat us in the Super Bowl at some point.
Why would you say that?
We're Vikings fans, okay? It's well, if you know what's gonna happen,
that
to you,
might be the
it
end of football for
you.
Me.
It can't hurt you if you know what's gonna happen.
He can't beat us in a Super Bowl with the Saints.
Well, I understand that. That's.
But if he beat us in the NFC Championship this year with the Saints,
I would.
That might be the end of it. That might be end for me. I might be done with football. It'd be the saddest.
I wouldn't be happy about that.
No, yeah. But we won't talk about that. We digress.
We're not here to talk about the NFC South yet.
Yet.
We'll get
yet.
There.
Yes.
AFC East.
AFC East.
So last year we had the Patriots obviously winning the division, 13-3. Buffalo Bills making it in at 9-7. Dolphins 6-10. Jets 5-11. So Mike, who's your riser and faller in this division here? What are we thinking about? AFC East.
So this division really hasn't been that fun for, I don't know, the better part of 2 decades now, are we? I mean,
it just what it's around to a quarter century at this point. It's been abysmal.
So, I mean, when you're talking about a riser, I mean, did the Dolphins stole one? I don't know what year that was. Didn't the Dolphins steal a division at one point?
I think the only time they stole one, the Patriots didn't make it in with an 11-5 record because everyone else was just stupidly good.
No, so I mean, I think I got the Patriots. Obviously, they are a unanimous favorite to come out of the AFC, not only this division, but the AFC.
Shocker.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's just Brady's back. He's whatever he is, 42-1 something.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't seem to matter.
No, TB12 doesn't age, baby. Yeah. He's but no, so I mean, I'm not, this division is probably the easiest one to break down just because I think that the Patriots are going to win this division. Buffalo, it sounds like, is going with Peterman out the gate.
Wait. 5 interceptions in like a half a football, Peterman?
Right. Yeah, I think they're doing that.
Okay. So that's a thing.
potentially then moving to Josh Allen, I believe, is who went there. Is that the Bills? And then
I guess that's another thing.
Jets also have a rookie quarterback in...
Darnold?
Yeah. Yep. And then we've got the Dolphins, who Tannehill...
Wait, Jay Cutler isn't playing for him anymore?
No, Jay Cutler's on a TV show now, though. So, I mean, you really don't have a lot of talent here. You've got a lot of inexperience. You don't have a lot of great teams. I don't even know if I have a riser. I think the Patriots are just going to stay at the top. I am kind of intrigued at how the other three are going to shake out. You know, rookie quarterbacks are always fun. Historically, they suck for the most part.
Yep.
But, you know, every once in a while you have someone that... you know, plays extremely well. You have your Carson Wentz, your Deshaun Watson, your, you know, you have the players that come out and they look like, oh, these guys might really be the real deal. And then you've got the in-betweens. You know, you've got Goff, who kind of had a weird rookie year and then turned mm-hmm. into now, I don't know if he's a legitimate quarterback or not. I guess we'll find out in a few months. So, I don't know. Sam Darnold, I guess, would be what I'm most interested in watching from the other three. I've heard... Seems like national media seems to think he's the real deal of them, and so that's where I'm at on this one. Pretty simple, Patriots.
Same thing. Patriots, obviously, they're the hands-on favorite. I don't think you're getting away from that anytime soon. No one else has done anything consistently to make me want to disprove that. My one follower would be the Bills. I don't expect the Bills to make the playoffs this year.
No.
I think they've regressed in too many places. They've traded away too much stuff. I don't see it. So I'm right there with you. It's an intriguing division for certain. Everyone else that isn't coached by Belichick or quarterbacked by Tom Brady, but pretty simple. So we'll move on to the next one, AFC North.
Okay.
Pittsburgh Steelers making it to the playoffs last year with 13-3. Baltimore Ravens not making it at 9-7 through a tiebreaker with the Bills, I believe.
Yeah.
Cincinnati Bengals 7-9. Cleveland Browns 0-16. I guess you'd say downgrading their record to 1-31 in the last two years. So,
a team, by the way, that a lot of people had winning a few games last year. It was supposed to be an improved Cleveland team.
Should have been, like 4+ wins.
Yeah. So a little bit shocking. Bengals, a disappointing season. To me, shocking that Marvin Lewis was back again. They did have an emotional win on the final game of the regular season, of course, coming back and beating the Ravens to knock them out of the playoffs, which I believe put the Titans into the playoffs in one of the later games of the year last year. But I guess, what do you think here? I mean, the Steelers, Le'Veon Bell currently holding out, obviously one of the best players in the NFL. So, I mean, how do you see this shaking up? Do you see anyone rising up that could possibly overtake the Steelers?
The only one that really kind of reads to me as a possibility is the Ravens.
Okay.
They're always kind of right there, and depending upon how some of their acquisitions and draft has worked out, I could definitely see them competing for it. For me, the Steelers, I think they're due to have a regressed year. For one, Big Ben is getting old. He's obviously, you can see the wear that's being put on him. Typically hasn't affected him in the past, but I could see that being a steep decline. Antonio Brown, I mean, I'm not hating on the guy, but he's been top in receiving, top in all these categories the last several years. At some point, that's got to break, or he doesn't have that year, or maybe he gets injured for a significant chunk of the season. Not saying I wish that on him, but I could see that just happening as kind of a natural balancing of what's going on there. The Lev Bell situation, I don't know what's going to happen with that. Does it end up where they end up trading him somewhere that's actually going to give him the contract he wants? I don't know. So those wild cards to me kind of toss us up a little bit in the Steelers Ravens kind of ball court. I don't see the Bengals doing anything splashy. They haven't really added much. They haven't changed much. The Browns, I expect them to be better than 0-16. I don't expect them to be contending. And if they are, I think that's going to be a huge surprise.
Yeah.
So I think my follower would be the Steelers, honestly. I don't think they're going to get a 13-3 record. Maybe 10-6, 11-5, and maybe that's enough to win the division. But if you're the Ravens, you get a little bit lucky. You hit on some of these guys you just drafted. Maybe you end up contending with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think last year, to me, the Ravens were a little bit of a surprise to win 9 games. Pittsburgh walked through the division last year, going 6-0 in the division. You know, I don't think that's going to happen again this year. I'm a little concerned with Le'Veon holding out. I'm a little concerned with Big Ben getting a year older. But at the same time, you have Antonio Brown, the best wide receiver in the NFL. You have Mike Tomlin, one of my favorite coaches and what I think one of the better coaches in the NFL. They've got a decent football team all around. And they've got Juju Smith-Schuster. They've got James Washington, who people really like at wide receiver.
However, just to interrupt you real quick, against the Mike Tomlin point, they have the same amount of wins in the playoffs at Heinz Field as the Jacksonville Jaguars do in the last, like, 6 years. So, how much of that do you put on the coach?
No, we don't need to get into the Mike Tomlin.
I know, I'm just throwing it out there that, you know.
That's fine. I mean, I'm just saying I love Tomlin.
Sure.
So, I think right now I'm going to stick with the Steelers. I don't think Le'Veon's going to hold out, you know, 6-8 weeks like you're starting to hear rumors of. I think it might be 2-3, which actually, if they can take care of business, I think they get the Browns week one. I look at it as he might be more well-rested for later in the season. So,
sure.
I really like this division, though. I think Lamar Jackson is someone to keep an eye on. I don't know how much he's going to play this year, but it's a player I really like that Baltimore took to what I would imagine take over Joe Flacco's job. Flacco is surrounded with a little bit more offensive talent than he has been in the past. They've got Alex Collins. They signed Michael Crabtree. I think they got John Brown. So a little bit of weaponry there. And then I actually like the Bengals this year. Dalton's looked really strong preseason. Marvin Lewis is there. I think he needs to prove again for the 15th year or whatever it is in a row. But A.J. Green, Joe Mixon, regardless of his off-the-field issues, I think is going to be a good running back in this league. So, Eifert healthy, whatever. I think the Bengals I look at as a riser, same with the Ravens. And I do think the Browns take a step forward, but I'm with you. Step forward would be 4-5 wins this year. So
not in any serious contention. Yeah.
No, but I would go Steelers to win it as well.
Sure.
That's where I'm at in the North. So.
Okay. Next one, AFC South. This one should be pretty apparent what's going on here, but apparently some other predictions on, like, Good Morning Football don't think so.
Yeah.
Jacksonville Jaguars making it last year 10-6, which is actually surprising based on how far they went. Tennessee Titans 9-7, and Indianapolis Colts and Houston Texans both 4-12. As far as I'm at with this, Jacksonville Jaguars, they are where they are. They're going to go as Blake Bortles goes. Right, that defense is good. It's the same model as the Vikings were. You're going to go with how your quarterback does. Your quarterback doesn't do well, the offense doesn't do well, you sputter out, you just die. Because your defense can't hold every single team to 10 points. You just can't. So, to me, do I have faith in Blake Bortles and continuing what he's been doing? I think in this division, yes. I don't foresee them being unseated as the division winner in the AFC South. The Colts, the big wild card, is, of course, Andrew Luck.
Yeah, allegedly back.
Allegedly back. Allegedly his shoulders is fine. He has no problem throwing.
And they're a double-digit win team when Andrew Luck has been healthy.
So, that's kind of like an Aaron Rodgers type situation there, where he just elevates that team to where they need to be. So, that would be my only riser here, is what can Luck do being back? And I don't see the Tennessee Titans maintaining that 9-7. I see them taking a step back and being third place in that division.
Okay. No comment on Texans, really, just...
Texans are what they are. I just don't think they have enough right now.
Okay.
You got Deshaun Watson, but you only saw a handful of games from last year. There's no guarantee that's going to continue. They have Hopkins, and love that kid, but I don't foresee that connection being as potent as it was last year.
Yeah.
I think that caught a lot of people off guard. Their defense should be relatively okay with J.J. Watt back, but I don't know. It's tough to buy into that because it hasn't been consistent.
Right, and I think that's fair. I will tell you, I would not be shocked at the end of the year if any one of these four teams came out on the top. The Colts would probably be my biggest surprise, and just because even if Andrew Luck does play, which I think at this point, I mean, as much as I like Luck, I have to say it's a long shot that he plays a full season at this point. But I don't know that I trust them defensively. Titans were 9 wins last year. I think they improved from an offensive standpoint. So, you know, I don't know, Mariota, this is a big year for him and a big year for, I think, that franchise to figure out where they want to go directionally. So maybe they do build on that 9-7. I think you nailed the Jags. They've already had a little bit of injuries, though, preseason on the offensive side of the ball. So I get a little concerned there. I'm actually going to take Houston to win this division. I do think Deshaun Watson is the real deal. I love DeAndre Hopkins. I think he's just as talented as Antonio Brown or any other receiver in this league.
Oh, but another question. I love that kid.
And you know, they maybe stay healthy for once on both sides of the ball. Maybe JJ stays healthy. Maybe Clowney stays healthy. Maybe the Honey Badger, a new addition to this team this year, stays healthy. So there's a lot of veterans on this team. They're hungry. They're ready to win. They're frustrated from, you know, injuries last year, certainly JJ Watt. I think the Texans surprise here and pass Jacksonville and win that division.
I think of all the AFC divisions, I think this one's probably the one that's going to be producing the most surprises.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of moving parts in these four.
It's anyone's game.
Right.
I mean, now you can make an argument for the division we're about to talk about, which I guess is a good lead-in here. But
Before we get to that, just shout out real quick. JJ Watt, awesome stuff he did for the Hurricane relief stuff there. So let me give him a shout out there. It's a... One of the players just being exemplary, and that's what you like to see out of a guy.
No.
Doing what he can for his community. Anyway, we'll move on to the AFC West. So here's what we got. Kansas City Chiefs made it last year 10-6. Chargers barely missed the playoffs. Man, I really wish these guys would have made it 9-7. Oakland Raiders at 6-10. Denver Broncos at 5-11. I guess for me in this, Kansas City Chiefs, that's a big wild card. I mean, yeah, you got Mahomes. They think he's the real deal.
Yeah, so new quarterback, right? No, Alex Smith. Pat Mahomes handed the reins.
I'm not 100% sold on it, but I think they have the talent around him to really support him and make that transition not a focal point of their struggles if they do struggle. I don't know. That to me, I don't see them being insanely worse. I can't really see them gaining much ground.
Also, so, Sammy Watkins' addition. But they did lose Marcus Peters on the defensive side of the ball, too. So, a lot of moving parts here for,
yeah, it's, it's a different team. Like I said, I don't see them, relative to themselves, moving much. So, what's really going to come into play is how everyone else in that division functions. Oakland Raiders, 6-10. Based on what I've seen... Them drafting and then also trading away Khalil Mack, I don't see them beating 6-10 record this year. I just don't. Denver Broncos, yeah, they got Case Keenum. Depends on where you sit and where your comfort level is with Case Keenum. My thought on a guy like Case Keenum is he's shown you 3 years of what he is, and he's had one outlier year where he's a lot higher. I don't trust that outlier year. Maybe he shows out. Maybe he does 2017 all over again, and Denver ends up winning this division or, you know, getting a top seed. I personally don't think that's going to happen. That's another team. It's going to go as quarterback goes. I don't see them having enough talent to do anything. Chargers, if they could just stay healthy, they would be a favorite to win this division. Without a question. But that said, they still have Phillip Rivers. He's still great. I think they just got back Antonio Gates for a year. Could be something there.
Okay.
As long as Boza can stay healthy, I think they can contend for this division. So I think my follower is obviously the Oakland Raiders, even though I expect them to be right on the 5-win total. I just think that trading away Khalil Mack was a horrible decision for him. Is what it is, though. And my riser would probably be the Chargers.
Okay.
Because I think they have probably about the best chance to win that division of anyone that hasn't last year.
So I love this division. I think it's going to be fun to watch. It has been for years. You've seen the rise and fall of actually damn near every one of these teams. I think you kind of covered the additions here. I look for Kansas City to maintain about where they were. I think you're going to go through the typical rookie quarterback struggles. So I think they're going to end up about the same. I look for them to maybe be a wild card team. I do like the additions offensively, but I worry they're going to get a little bit worse defensively. And then when you combine that with some rookie mistakes, you know, I think they're going to have to really fight to get to that just above 500 and get in. Chargers, I love. Derwin James was a great draft pick that kind of fell to them. Adds to an already deadly secondary with Jason Verrett and Casey Hayward. So I think the Chargers are the team to beat in this division. Raiders, I think, are going to be one of the worst teams in football this year. Don't understand the Mac trade. At this point, I don't even understand what's going on in that organization. I think they're going to fall from 6-10.
But they also signed TJ Clemens, so...
Yeah, well, okay. Raiders, I don't know. Free falling. Denver, I think you nailed it. It's how far can Case Keenum take you? Similar situation to what he was in with the Vikings. I think you're going to see a little bit of what we saw. Keenum was successful here last year, but there were a lot of things that went his way, fell his way, receivers made plays. I don't know if you're going to see that this year. So I think Denver ends up being an improvement from 5-11, but I think they're more of like a 7-9 team. So
sure.
I got the Chargers coming out on top. And actually, I think they win this division comfortably, probably by a couple games.
Okay. So wrap that up for complete predictions on the AFC side.
Yeah.
What do you got? What do you got? Who's your four division winners? Who's your two wild cards?
So I've got Chargers, Texans, Steelers, Patriots are my four division winners.
And who's your wild?
Wild card's tough. I am going to say that the Chiefs do enough to get in. Oh, man. And then I guess, you know what? I'll trust you. I'll trust the Jags defense does enough to get them in.
Okay. So that's your six. You got the Patriots. You got Pittsburgh. You got Houston. You got Chargers. And you got Jacksonville and Kansas City.
Yeah.
For my own, I guess, Patriots, that's 100% a lock. I'm going to go with the Ravens over the Steelers.
I like that pick.
Okay. And then we're going to go with, I think, Jacksonville. I think it's still theirs to lose. I don't think anyone else is doing enough to really unseat them. And then I got the Chargers coming in. I like that team. I like the Bolts. I think it's time for Phillip Rivers to actually show what he's got in the postseason. Long overdue. For the wild cards, I got the Texans. And I got the Chiefs.
No Steelers in the playoffs?
No Steelers in the playoffs.
Wow. So that is... I mean, I know we're not going to spend a ton of time on this, but if that happens, Le'Veon's hold up, Big Ben's getting older, is this the end of an era there?
I think what happens is you get a lot of questions coming in, because the way I have it shaping up, I see them as a 9-7 and missing the playoffs, maybe even 8-8. So you get a lot of questions like, okay, what's actually going on here? How do we fix it? We haven't won a playoff game. We've only won one playoff game in however long. Maybe it's a time for coaching changes to get some fresh blood. I don't know.
Okay.
I just see a shake up there.
Well, there we have it. Playoffs on that side. I think let's do NFC, and then we'll come back through and pick our, you know, who's playing in the championship game on that
sure.
side. So
NFC, start off with the NFC East.
Gross.
Our favorite division ever, Mike. We have a lot of games we've lost. A couple games we've lost. NFC Championship games to these guys. Eagles last year, 13-3. Obviously, we know how that story ended up. Dallas Cowboys, 9-7. Washington Redskins, or Washington Potatoes, whatever you want to say, 7-9. New York Giants, 3-13.
Yeah.
What do we got going on here, Mike?
I mean, I think this is a pretty easy division. I think the Giants are going to be a riser. They're not going to be a 3-13 team. I don't believe you added Saquon Barkley, possibly a generational running back talent who's looked like the real deal in limited preseason snaps. You get back a healthy Odell Beckham Jr. You have Sterling Shepard, who, you know, I really love as a secondary receiver there. Big question mark would be Eli Manning. A lot of people were surprised that they did not take a quarterback and instead went with Saquon, but you know what? They felt like they can still compete and win right now. So I look for the Giants to rise. I think the Redskins will fall. I don't know. I'm not a big Alex Smith fan, and I just don't know that the team around him is going to be enough. I think 7-9 to 6-10. I got them last in the division. Cowboys are an interesting team to me. I really like Zeke. I think that he can carry a team. A little worried they're banged up in the offensive line, so I just don't think they've got enough. And then I do think the Eagles will fall, but I think they're ultimately going to be the top dog in this division.
sure.
So I've got the Eagles winning the East, but not at 13-3. I think more an 11-5 record is ultimately with Foles and a few of those question marks there. I'm going to have the Eagles winning at 11-5. And I honestly wouldn't be shocked if the Giants are right behind them at 10 wins.
You know, and you say the Giants, and I say a point that really can't be undersold is new head coach Pat Shurmur. I think it's miles ahead of Ben McAdoo.
Yeah.
As far as what he can bring to the table. So I'm right there with you. I think the Giants are way above 3 wins this season. You get Odell in there with his brand new contract. You get Eli Manning, which he's always been difficult to play against. Like I said, Saquon. I mean, that team is just stacking up. And I couldn't project them to be a losing team this season. I just can't. I'm right there with you on Washington. I don't really understand what they see in Alex Smith that they didn't see in Cousins. I don't understand that move. Whatever, that's what they did. Dallas Cowboys. I think it all depends on Dak. What can Dak bring you at this point? I think Zeke is going to be what Zeke is going to be. I think anything they're going to gain is going to happen. Gain or lose is going to happen from Dak. So what can he do for you? What kind of wide receivers they have stepping up in the absence of Dez Bryant? Where does that take you? But I'm right there with you. Eagles, obviously, I think are going to win this division. I don't think it's really going to be close. I probably have them at 12-4.
Okay.
Taking it, and Giants maybe get to 9 wins.
Okay.
Positive season. They're on the up and up. So that's kind of where I'm at with the East.
Okay. We skipping the North, or are we going to do it right now?
We'll skip the North. We'll come back to the North, the last one. NFC South. This division last year produced 3 playoff teams, all of which the Vikings played in the regular season. But you know, it's okay. New Orleans Saints 11-5, taking the division. Carolina Panthers also 11-5. Atlanta Falcons 10-6, and the Tampa Bay Bucks, who at the beginning of last season were a trendy pick to win the division, 5-11. What do we got here, Mike? There's a lot going on.
So, 2 weeks ago, I felt very different about this division than I do right now. I thought it was anyone's game other than Tampa. But right now, I'm worried about Carolina's offensive line. I mean, this is circa Vikes 2016. I mean, it's getting bad for the O-line. So I've got the Saints. I think they're going to run away with this. I think the Saints are a very good football team. They have good defensive players. They had, obviously, you know, the rookie mistake that led to the Minneapolis Miracle last year. But they have good defensive players. And Drew Brees is surrounded by weapons yet again. In Kamara, Ingram's out for 4 weeks. But, I mean, Michael Thomas, it's a very strong offensive team. And if you could throw just any sort of relatively good defense around him, I think especially in this division, it's going to equal good things. So I have the Saints. I think they actually improve on their 11-5 record from last year. And then it's a toss-up. I think Atlanta and Carolina fight it out for around 500. And I don't think the Bucs improve. Winston's out for 4 weeks. Bucs seem like an organization that needs to regroup and figure out where they're going.
I mean, what have they done? What have they added?
I mean, you have Mike Evans. You know, last year, like you said, they added DeSean Jackson. They added O.J. Howard in the as a tight end. And they thought, well, let's give Jameis all these weapons offensively. Well, it didn't really work out. You were 5-11. You know, I don't know. Evans didn't look like the player he had in the past. And I don't know. So, yeah, I got the Saints walking away with this. Kind of surprising because I thought this would be the most fun division. But I don't know. Where are you at?
Well, coming in off of last year, I think I'm right there with you. This was shaping up to be another battle, just another slugfest of 10-6, 11-5 teams because they're split in divisions 3-3.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting there, it's like, who's going to come out? Well, you don't know until literally the last second on the clock of the season. But I'm right there with you. You look at the Carolina Panthers, I mean, for what it's worth, they paid McAdoo all that money. We know what we've had in him for our experience. But, you know, they just lost the left tackle for at least 8 weeks. Okay? They've had other issues with the offensive line. Cam Newton's going to be scrambling way too much than he wants to. Now, I just, for what Cam is, I don't think that is good for their style of offense that they need to play. They have Fournette, great. But you're not going to be able to get to him if he's having to scramble every play. You're not going to get to him if he's having to use his legs every play. And you're putting him more in danger of hurting himself. So I'm right there with you. I don't think Panthers are anywhere sniffing 11-5 this year. I think they're more 7-9, 8-8, depending upon what else happens to that O-line unit.
Crazy thing is, if they had a good offensive line, if they had a solid top 12 offensive line, I honestly might flip so much that I could see Carolina as a team. I'm talking about coming out of the NFC.
Right.
But I think it's I'm that concerned about it. You know?
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. The defense is still pretty decent. You know, they're obviously not top tier like a Vikings defense, but they're reasonable enough. They have plenty of weapons, so I'm right there with you on that. Falcons, man, yesterday's game just looked absolutely awful from Matt Ryan. So they're going to go as the quarterback goes on that. Their defense is fast. They have been for the last few years. They're decent. They held Philadelphia to 18 points. So they can produce on defense. It's really going to come down to, is Matt Ryan still Matt Ryan, or is he in the decline now?
Yeah.
Where does that go? Because they've been carried by Matt Ryan for a while. They're going to need him to carry them again. Just strength that division. And I'm right there with you on the Bucks. They haven't done much. The Saints have only added weapons. They've only gotten better by a year. I mean, they have Teddy Bridgewater now. I mean, what are we expecting here, man?
Yeah.
Teddy Bridgewater starting mid-season, going to carry him to a Super Bowl.
Okay.
But yeah, same ranking for me. Saints far and away are going to run away with that division. Not even a question in my mind. NFC West.
Woo! This one's fun.
NFC West, man.
This one is fun.
Last year, Rams, 11-5, which doesn't seem indicative of the team that everyone touts right now.
478 points they put up last year.
Is that a lot?
I think that's a lot.
That's tops in the NFC for sure. Anyway.
I think it's tops. Yeah, it's tops in the league.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm just double checking this. Yeah, that is. By about 20 points, but yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And they added Brandon Cooks.
Well, we could do a whole other show on what the Rams did this offseason. They did a lot of moves. But anyway, Rams 11-5. Seattle Seahawks 9-7. I don't know how the hell they got the 9-7. Arizona Cardinals 8-8. And San Francisco 49ers 6-10. Now, if you just listen to the recent episode here, we just broke down San Francisco at Minnesota. So, probably won't go in too much depth on them because talked about them. But the rest of this division, this is a hodgepodge of shenanigans going on here. What do you got, Mike?
All right. So Rams, you know, seemingly print money and spend it. They brought in players from all over. Marcus Peters. They brought in Brandon Cooks. They just signed
Aqib Talib
to a selection. Talib. So I don't know where they're getting it, but it's happening. So I'm not going to be... I want to pick against them. Trust me, I do. But with that much talent, and it's a team that put up 478 last year, I think they're going to be a team that comes out of this division. Arizona, I look to improve from 8-8.
So you believe in the Sam Bradford?
If you could tell me Sam Bradford would play all 16 games, I might flip my pick for the division in this.
Okay, what's that? If he plays all 16 games,
I think I'm taking Arizona.
Really?
David Johnson is such a dynamic player. Larry Fitzgerald, the ageless wonder, had like 1,100 yards receiving last year. I love Ricky Seals-Jones as an athletic tight end that I think you may not have heard of him right now. You're going to know his name by the end of this year. Their defense isn't going to kill him. So I would hypothetically go there. But
we live in reality.
Yeah, so.
So
I'm not. I don't think that Sam Bradford's going to stay healthy. I think you're going to see rookie quarterback Rosen come in at some point this year.
Okay.
I'm saying improvement, so I guess that means 9-7.
But you're taking the Rams.
Yeah, Rams to win it. Seahawks, I think, you know how they got there last year. They got there behind Russell Wilson. They're still one of the most. It's still one of the most difficult places to play in all of football. They lost some players. They lost Sherman, but they still have a lot of talent. I think that they come out of the division as a wild card team, and I would not be shocked if they won the division.
Well, we have wildly different views.
I have them as a very good team, a playoff team this year. I just think that Russ Wilson will build off of all. No one's counting Seattle in. No one thinks they've got a chance. Their defense still has some really good players on it. They were a 9-win team last year. I think that they find a way to kind of, I don't know, just bring it all together this year and show what they're about. You could go the other way with it, and
Believe me, I am.
But 49ers, we touched on. I think that about 6-10 is going to be close.
So not there yet.
They're going in the right direction. I like Jimmy G, but now that teams will actually have a full, you know, they got more tape on him. They know he's the quarterback. I think you're going to see a little bit of regression. Losing McKinnon, I think that they need to get a little bit better just on the defensive side of the ball, maybe add that McKinnon piece and another weapon. And I would look for San Francisco to make a bigger step next year. But this year, I think they remain the bottom dweller of this division.
All right. So, mirrored your thoughts pretty well here. Rams, there's a lot of moving pieces here, but they're still far and away the best team in this division. I don't really think it's close. So I expect them to be 11-5, 12-4. I'm coming out of this division winners. Cardinals, you nailed it right on the head. If Sam Bradford stays healthy, I think they have a very good chance. But I also believe that Sam Bradford, when he's healthy, is one of the best pure passers the league has ever seen. That's how much he's able to see the field and make just insane throws.
Well, let's side note this. David Johnson was lost for the year last year.
And they still won
eight games.
Yep.
And you're talking about arguably one of the best offensive players in the NFL. So, I mean, just a little bit of context for you there, you know?
Yep. So, I mean, I definitely expect them to improve. I guess the only wild card I'd have is if some of the acquisitions don't gel the way they're expected to in L.A., because they have a lot of moving pieces on defense right now. If that doesn't gel the way it needs to quick enough, I could see Arizona by midseason being top of this division. And then it's just theirs to kind of hang on to.
And I think that's another reason that you're hitting it on the head with the Rams possibly not making a big jump from a record standpoint, is because I think all three teams in this division are going to be just as good, if not better, than last year.
Right. Totally agree with three of them. San Francisco, I think, like you said, they've added a couple pieces. McKinnon's gone, so that kind of hurts, but Jimmy G, if he's on the track that I think he is, he's going to do some good things for
San
Francisco.
No worse than the end of last year.
Right. By the way, side note, as a contracts guy, I absolutely love Jimmy G's contract. I think I've mentioned that about half a dozen times in this podcast so far. Absolutely brilliant contract. Regardless, Seattle Seahawks, to me, that's a team that's going to regress. They're going to regress hard. Okay, they signed in two D tackles from the Vikings that were free agents, Tom Johnson and Steven Weatherly, I think.
Shamar Stephen.
So, to me, those are the cast-offs of the Vikings that we didn't want to retain on our roster. Okay? Therefore, they're immediately worse than the Vikings' defense are. Okay? We're gonna put that in the pile. Like, okay? They lost Richard Sherman. All right? The Legion of whom?
Yeah.
Okay? They have Earl Thomas holding out right now?
No, he's back.
Earl Thomas is back. Yeah. Cam Chancellor, he retired, right?
Yep.
Earl Thomas was holding out. He's back now.
Yeah, they potentially had lost all three, but Thomas is back.
Okay, so you have Thomas. Who else do they have back there?
Well, are you talking from in the secondary alone or what?
Yeah, in the secondary. Who else do they have back
there?
They
got Maxwell, corner, who was kind of a part of it. Very underrated corner.
Okay.
Earl Thomas. They've got Wagner at linebacker. Key piece, key component.
Okay.
And then, yeah, I mean, you're...
So you got three pieces in your secondary and linebacker core. You have the cast-offs of the Vikings that weren't good enough to retain on the Vikings roster. All right.
Hey, they also got Shaquille Griffin, baby.
True.
Which is an awesome story.
Love that story.
He might be starting,
love
so
that
you
story.
Never know.
But I just don't see them taking any step forward. I see them taking nothing but steps back. They didn't really address their O-line issues from last year. That line was absolutely abysmal. I think at some point the wheels are going to fall off of Wilson. He can't continue to do this. He's done this for the last 3 or 4 years with an absolutely abysmal offensive line. And they continue to not address it. I mean, maybe they're trying, but they continue to fail to address their offensive line and actually give him some protection.
Steve Hutchinson is back for him this year.
You're kidding me.
I'm just kidding.
I was to say, like, I wouldn't, honestly, I would not be that surprised.
It's like 45, probably.
But my point is this.
Steve, I'm sorry if you're listening to the show.
My point is, actually, if you're listening to the show, that's awesome, you know.
We'd love to have you on.
Love to have you on. Just call in. My point is this. Seattle has done nothing to help Russell Wilson, okay? And I can't see him continue to be who he is in that situation. At some point, the wheels fall off. At some point, he breaks down. At some point, he gets injured.
And you're saying it's now.
I'm saying, if not now, when the hell is that going to happen?
So you're kind of going...
You can't get that lucky for that damn long.
So I like, just to summarize here, you kind of got the end of a couple of eras. You got the end of possibly Pittsburgh's era, and you got the end of the official end of Seattle's era. Which is, I mean, they've kind of been two really big, solid year-after-year teams on each side, you know, each conference. So, interesting little breakdown.
All men must die, Mike.
Now to the fun part.
Now to the really fun part. NFC North, baby. Whew. What do we got? What do we got, Mike?
So, obviously, your Minnesota Vikings, 13-win team last year. Lions ended up in second. The Aaron Rodgers list for a majority of the season, 7-9, and then the Bears at 5-11. Bears went 0-6. Vikes went 5-1. Lions 5-1. I think the Lions benefited from no Aaron Rodgers, and also a Bears team that clearly struggled within the division. Moving to this year, Minnesota Vikings have only improved from a 13-win team. You added Cousins, who I think is a far superior quarterback than Case Keenum. You can at me, you can do whatever you want, but I think you're going to see it this year. You added Mike Hughes, who I think is going to be a stud. Now, I don't know that it's going to be necessarily right out the gate, but I think that they're adding depth.
Holton Hill,
yeah. Well, that's a little bit of depth there.
It's depth.
You get Dalvin Cook back, which is huge. Huge, 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 huge.
Don't forget, we went, 11-1 without Dalvin.
You get Sheldon Richardson. A monster on the inside to go with Linval. You got Everson and Daniil on the outside. Oh, wait, what was the safety that Cincinnati decided that they didn't need?
Iloka?
Now you're adding in George Iloka.
A Pro Bowl safety.
Who apparently is going to come in on all sorts of fun Mike Zimmer schemes, which I just am salivating ready to watch.
Can't wait.
This is the best football team for going into a season that, from a Vikings standpoint. Now, I'm not going to, obviously, I don't know every Patriots team that's ever been, but from my money, this is the best team that I've seen in my 31 years of existence, obviously 20 of them paying attention to the Vikes more than whatever.
Absolutely the same on this side of the table.
So I think the Minnesota Vikings are the team to beat. I think that 13-3 is actually a good number. The schedule got a little bit tougher this year. I know that. We've got three road games, very difficult in the first five, at Green Bay, at the Rams, at Philly.
But I will also counter that with, last year we faced off four of the other five NFC champion or NFC playoff opponents. So, yeah, on paper right now, the schedule is pretty daunting.
Yeah.
But that could drastically change from now to midseason to whenever the season closes.
Right.
I don't think you're going to argue that we didn't have a tough schedule last year when you look back and reflect on it. So, I'm with you. I hear you there. It's a tough schedule, but we don't know what's going to happen.
Right. So. Right. Lions at 9-7. I think I would look for them for a slight regression. I think that 500. I think they're just going to be the Lions, the Lions are the Lions. Like, they're never really great. They're 6-10 to 9-7 and
to like 11-1, and they could have a chance to take it out, and then they lose the last four.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't buy it. I think a slight regression.
Yep.
Packers game back Rodgers. they like what they did in the draft. They also had Jimmy Graham as a weapon. They lose Jordy Nelson. I think the Packers will improve slightly from that 7-9 record. And then you've got the Bears, a team that I really like this year. They recently added Khalil Mack. They drafted Roquan Smith. They love Anthony Miller. They're healthy. Trubisky took a step forward, especially the second half of last year. I think he looked really solid. I think the Bears improve from 5-11 and jump all the way up to second place in this division.
Ooh, spicy.
Yeah. So I got the Bears finishing second.
All right. So I think I'm pretty much reflecting almost everything you said there. The Lions didn't do anything. They got rid of Ebron. That's it. They didn't add anything that's splashy. They didn't do any free agent moves that are splashy. Yeah, they have Stafford, who, great quarterback, but he's got almost nothing around him right now. Green Bay Packers, obviously they have Aaron Rodgers. They're a threat no matter what happens when he's in the building. He can make the corpse of Aaron Hernandez like a Pro Bowler. Like, that's how crazy. You don't even need Jordy Nelson. Just throw any old guy off the practice squad. He can make you look great. That's just what he does. And it pains me to say that as a Vikings fan, but that's what he does.
No, he's unreal.
He's absolutely crazy. And I'm right there with you. I'm pretty high in Chicago. I think they take a huge leap this year. It's gonna depend on Trubisky, but he's shown me nothing that's going to say he's going to regress. You know, but you never think a quarterback's going to regress until he does.
Right.
Until he hits that one moment or that one missed throw that just shatters his confidence, and then he starts to second-guess everything. So who knows what's going to happen there, actually. But I'm right there with you. I'm pretty high on them. Their defense is stacking up. They're going to be that old Chicago juggernaut again. Defense first. And, you know, it's going to be an interesting division again. It's going to be the black and blue again.
Yeah.
Just sluggerfest. But I'm with you. The Vikings, I think, are still the team to beat. We got nothing but better. Knock on wood for injury luck again.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
So what do you have us at a number? I mean, if you had to throw a number out.
I think I still stick with 13-3.
Okay.
I have 12 games I think we should win. And then I have the other four that are kind of up in the air. So you take the low end of that, and you got 13-3. Possibility to get to 14-2 if some stuff goes your way.
It's tough to go 14-2.
It's tough to win games in the NFL. Do we have a couple really, really tough road games if it pans out like it will? So it's going to be tough to improve on 13-3.
Well, you look last year in the NFL, there were four 13-3 teams, and I think the Patriots have touched 14, obviously 14, like, 15, 16 wins over the course of
like twice or three times, yeah.
But it's rare. That 14 number is a very rare thing. I think Green Bay was 15-1 at one point. Obviously, 98 Vikes 15-1. You know, it has happened to get over that.
But it's rare.
13 is kind of that's a mark of a very damn good football team. So
even 12-4 is still a very good team. And a lot of times, 12-4 takes the number one spot.
Well, and look at last year. I mean, obviously, when you have the four 13s, you didn't have any 12s. But yeah. So well, then let's. I'm just gonna recap. I'll run through my. So here's my playoffs. I got Eagles winning the East. I'm going to say no one else comes out of that. I think the Giants take second.
Okay.
Probably about 9 or 10 wins there. Not good enough. I will have the Saints walking away with the South, and I do not have another team out of the South.
Okay.
I've got the Rams winning the West. I get the Seahawks sneaking in as a wild card team.
All right.
And lastly, I will have the Vikings running away with the North. I think the Bears do enough to sneak into the playoffs.
I like it.
I don't know if that's 9-7. I think it's 9-7 that gets in. Maybe at a tiebreak over the Giants or something like that.
So what do you have Green Bay going then? If you have them completely,
I think Green Bay is right. I think Green Bay may tie them record-wise.
9-7.
Yeah, I think that.
And then eight, they're like kicked out from like division record.
I think it's. I look. The Bears might walk into Lambeau opening night and beat Green Bay. I really don't know. I think a lot of people are underestimating the Bears. This was a good defense last year that just got a lot better with one of the best defensive players in the league. The offense struggled, but now they're healthy. This is possibly going to be a decent football team. So I look for them to maybe split and then win the division record. I don't know, but I think they get in over Green Bay.
All right.
Suck it, Packer fans.
Yeah, we're going to make a lot of enemies here, but you know what? We were already enemies with them anyway. I'm with you there on the Eagles. I think they're in. It's our division to lose.
Yeah, I think that's an easy one.
Same with the Vikings. It's our division to lose. Yeah. I don't see that changing much. I'm just going to run down my division winners first. New Orleans Saints, same thing. There's too many question marks in the rest of that division. I mean, obviously, barring anything happening injury-wise, New Orleans is going to run away with that. Right now on paper and what we've seen. NFC West, you got to go with LA. I think you're crazy not to. I don't think anyone else has done enough to unseat them, barring what happens with how they gel, how all these new additions work out. We'll see what happens there. For my wild cards, I think the Cowboys get in. I think Dak and Zeke do enough to elevate them. And I'm also thinking the Cardinals do enough to just sneak in with some Sam Bradford magic. He stays healthy all year. The Cardinals sneak in.
Wow. Hey, I like it. I like it a lot.
You gotta have the Cardinals, man. Sammy B. Playoffs are better with Sammy B.
All right. Well, then let's break. So we kind of got our 6-6.
Yep.
So let's start AFC. Who are the two teams playing in the AFC Championship, and who comes out?
Who's playing in the AFC Championship? Let's see. Got the Chargers, the Patriots.
So you got the Patriots. All right, all right.
And I got the Chargers going to the Super Bowl.
Okay. I like that. I'm actually going to go Texans, Chargers, and I've also got the Chargers going to the Super Bowl.
Chargers going to the Super Bowl for both of us. I think we're going to have a very similar matchup here on the other side.
Well, those of you that are fans of the podcast know that last year, kind of strange, you and I were really high on Jacksonville and kind of talked about their ability to maybe surprise people and come out of the
AFC,
didn't
they end up
got really damn really close.
Huh.
So, I mean, defense is huge. Chargers defense is the real deal. They have the weapons on the offensive side. The Chargers
they
are going
can get it
to
done,
be
yep.
a very good football team. So I'm with you on that. All right. Let's go to the NFC.
What do you got, Mike?
So I got the Vikings, and I'm really torn. I think that there are four very good football teams in the NFC, those being the division winners in the Rams, Saints, Vikes, Eagles. I'm just going to go with it. It's very difficult for a team to repeat in many sports unless you're the Warriors. So I'm concerned about, you know, how long is Foles going to be there, Wentz, whatever. I've got a little bit concerned about their secondary. The Rams, I just don't know how it's going to mesh. I also think that division is relatively strong. So I'm going to just go here with the Saints because I think they've maybe got one of the weaker divisions. And, yeah, I realize that's Carolina and Atlanta, but I've got concerns with those teams, and I think the Bucs are going to be a bad football team. So I think the Saints-Vikes rematch NFC Championship, and I hope it's not Teddy. I mean, I want it to be Teddy, but
You hope, yeah. That would be an interesting game
to
watch.
Yeah, but I've got the Vikings beating the Saints at historic U.S. Bank Stadium.
Is it because of a Daniel Carlson kick?
No, it's not. No, it's a 10-point win.
Wow, okay.
It's comfortable. We're not even going to have to be. We're going to be able to breathe to get to the Chargers.
Oh, I won't be breathing at all.
Right.
If we get into the NFC Championship game again. Okay, interesting. Shocker. Would it shock you to say that I have the Minnesota Vikings in the NFC Championship game?
It would not.
It would not shock you?
No.
Okay, good.
But I'm curious on where you're going to go with this. I think I know, but...
Eagles, I don't... Like you said, I don't see them repeating again.
It's tough. It's tough to repeat.
I mean, they were barely able to make it past the Atlanta Falcons last year. They got a little bit lucky.
Granted, that's Foles. You know, Wentz
true.
Is the real deal.
But then also Foles the next week decided to completely play out his mind and crush us, and then the next week after that. But regardless, I don't see the Eagles repeating. I think the Saints, their second-year guys, they make mistakes enough to cost them their playoff games. So I don't see them. I see Vikings versus the Cardinals.
Oh, my God.
NFC Championship game.
Bradford?
Bradford.
Like, You're on the Bradford wagon.
Comes into U.S. Bank Stadium.
I did not see this coming.
Comes into U.S. Bank Stadium.
It beats the Vikes?
No.
Oh, God.
No, because what we do is we get at him, we pressure him, we get him off his spot, and we shut down David Johnson. We win that game by 24.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's like not even close. That's like unheard of. And
absolutely. You want to know why? Because this is our year.
Wow.
We're hungry for it. It's us.
So each of us potentially have the Vikings facing against a quarterback that was on the roster last year.
Right.
That NFC Championship. Okay. Well then, I mean, I'm gonna let you keep rolling here. What are you seeing for
Vikings versus Chargers?
Vikings Chargers
at Atlanta for Super Bowl 53.
Yep.
I've said this before. I'll say this again. The next time the Vikings make it to the Super Bowl, we will not lose that game. 100%, we will not lose that game. It means way too much to us. We haven't won a Super Bowl. We've been there 4 times. We've been close, I think 9 times, something like that. We've lost the NFC Championship game. We will not lose the next time we hit the Super Bowl. So we will win against the Chargers, no matter what the score is. I'm not even going to attempt to predict that score.
Wow.
But we're going to win that game.
Okay.
So the Vikings win Super Bowl 53.
Okay.
Vikings are going to be playing in Super Bowl 53. Zimmer usually carries 53 players on his roster. Coincidence, Mike? I don't think so.
All right, I like it. We didn't even talk about this pre-show, whether you believe us or not. So, I figured we both end up with the Vikes. We're both pretty high on them this year.
If you have us losing in the Super Bowl, this podcast might end shorter than...
No. So I got Vikings, Chargers. I think it's going to be a little bit lower scoring game than that, just because I love both of these defenses. I'm going to go 24-16.
But don't you have any faith in Kirk Cousins, Mike?
Vikings. 24-16 Vikings. But Super Bowls get weird. You know, there always seems to be this weird touchdown, whatever. So I realize I just said, oh, yeah, the defenses. But, I mean, that's still relative. It's not a high scoring. It's not a shootout.
But for a Super Bowl, that's probably pretty modest.
Yeah, so I'm going to say 24-16. Nope. 23-16. That's where I'm going.
Okay.
So... and your Minnesota Vikings finally bring relief, sweet relief.
Finally allow me to die.
To the state of Minnesota.
Well, you heard it here first. You're probably going to hear it on many other Vikings podcasts that were projecting the Vikings to get to the Super Bowl and win it. Will that happen? I don't know. NFL is a crazy, crazy mistress. Anything can happen, as we've seen the last few years. It's nuts.
Now, while we're riding high here, I want to get one more prediction from you. Give me your MVP.
MVP. In our scenario, Phillip Rivers.
Okay.
I think he shows enough and wins enough games late to really solidify himself as what he should be regarded as all along, a really top-tier quarterback.
Okay.
That's really had to play with a relatively crap situation in San Diego.
All right. My MVP this year is Russell Wilson. And I think that he leads them to a playoff berth. And I don't know. I think if Seattle is to make the playoffs, you could argue that he was a candidate last year for them getting to 9-7 because they were a team that was in shambles. They've lost some of those pieces, I think, that might have been causing issues in the locker room. I think they come together a little bit more cohesive. He's still going to have to do damn near everything on himself. You know, he's going to have to do it himself. So I think in my scenario, if Seattle sneaks in after a very good Rams team, I think Russell Wilson wins the MVP this year.
All right. What else you got? Any other predictions we want to make?
Yeah, let me say... Will the Minnesota Vikings have a receiver that has 100 receptions?
Yes.
Who will that be?
Oh, now we're in the real question. Laquon Treadwell.
Okay. Cut him off.
Too many gin and tonics.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Got one for you now. Well, the Vikings have the most turnovers in the NFL this year.
The like generate the most?
Yes.
No.
Who will?
I'm going to say the Bears.
The Bears. Okay.
I think that's going to be a component if we play out our scenarios here and they actually do sneak into the playoffs. They had a very good defense last year. They added another key weapon or two this year. So I think, I think the Bears would be that. I'm not saying the Vikings defense isn't going to be that great. It's just we seemingly are a great defense without always generating turnovers, I guess, if that makes sense. So, I'll say that. All right, here's a good one. Over under for this a single player on our team, 15.5 sacks. Will someone get over?
Over.
Woo!
Over. Not a question. Daniil Hunter.
Daniil.
Over.
You're feeling Daniil? He's gonna. Oh. Is he gonna reap now? What about Ev? Where's Ev at?
Both of them.
Oh my. Okay. So now I see why you're trying. Okay. Maybe we should stop the question game. You're just now. You're all about it. Oh man. I don't know if I got. You know what? Let's say Saquon Barkley. Assume he stays healthy. Total touchdowns 11.5.
Under.
Under? Think it's close?
I think it's right around 10. Okay. Yeah, I think it's close.
NFL leader in receiving touchdowns 16.5.
Oh. Over.
Woo!
Hopkins.
You think Hopkins?
Yeah. That's too lethal of a connection, Mike.
All right. Last one for me. Cousins. 32.5 passing touchdowns.
Under.
Under.
We won't need it. We won't need that. We won't need that many passing. We're not going to be attempting that many passing touchdowns.
So what do you think the number is? Like 27?
25, yeah, probably 27? 24.
Okay.
Maybe a bit under.
So big year for Dalvin.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
1,000 yards?
Minimum.
11.5 for touchdowns for Dalvin. Where do you find that line? Obviously, he's got under. Latavius might. You see Latavius
volume. I see Latavius taking that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah, I feel good about it. I feel good about this year. You should be excited this year. You're probably listening because you're a Viking fan. Yes, it's real. Don't let national media and other media talk to you about the schedule, right, and the offensive line.
The tendency is to be negative because that's what we've had to do. We've always had to temper our expectations for this team.
Yeah.
And there's always been some reason to. This year, we've only improved on last year. Yes, it's a tough schedule, but we also faced a very tough schedule last year, like I said. Faced 4 out of the 5 other playoff teams. We're just fine, okay? Take a step back. No, the O-line is not going to implode. We're just fine, all right? No, the schedule is not going to destroy us. We're just fine. We have some tough games. We did last year as well. We got through it.
This team won 13 games with Case Keenum and no Dalvin Cook.
This team won 13 games with a third-string quarterback and the ghost of Latavius Murray, who was injured for the first couple weeks, I'm sure.
This is a very good football team.
Be excited.
Get ready. Get ready for Sunday. Get some stuff to grill. You know, get ready. Get your purple. Wear your purple all weekend.
Get your drinks ready. Your Gatorade. Your beer. Your cider.
Whatever.
Whatever you're drinking.
Get on the wagon.
Get it ready.
You're already on the wagon, but let's go. I mean, this is gonna be fun.
Wagon's rolling, baby. We'll take you all the way up until week 15. At that point, get the hell on or get the hell off.
Jimmy G and company will not strike pay dirt in Minneapolis. 49, see that? 49ers reference? Gold.
Yeah, I put that together, Mike.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. On that note, I think it's going to wrap it up for our annual prediction show.
Yeah. I hope you had as much fun as we did.
It was a great time here.
I mean, we got a little off the rails with your predictions at the end and the individual over-unders, I feel like, but...
Mike, I'm a prophet, okay?
Oh, God.
Yeah, this is all going to come true. Don't worry.
All right.
That's going to wrap it up. I'm at Namok7 on the Twitter.
Muskie_Mike.
Scolders.com. Scolders.com. We're out there. Climbing the Pocket Network. were out there as well.
Yes, check them out. A lot of good content. Check it out. Listen to it. You're mowing the lawn. I mean, just
anytime. Throw it on. Throw it on.
Throw it on Alexa. Throw it on Google Play, whatever it is. Google Plus. What do you got? Something like that.
Alexa, play the Scolders podcast. I don't know if you can do that, but maybe sometime soon. Here's a station you might like. All 80s. Damn it, Alexa. Alexa, stop.
We gotta go.
We gotta go. That's gonna wrap it up for us. Till next time. We'll see you for the recap of the 49ers game.